listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This is APHA CEO Michael Hogue. We are for every pharmacist, for all of pharmacy. And this is Locked On Pharmacy.
Pharmacy Podcast Network, APHA 2024, the annual meeting and exposition, Orlando, March 22nd through 25th. I am excited. I tell you what, we are honored to be back in Orlando with the APHA. We're going to be inside their booth. We're going to be covering the show. We're so excited. APHA has actually started to build out new content through their entire podcasting platform. If you haven't listened, definitely take a look. Just go to their website, look up the podcast section. I have an extremely special guest, and if you can't tell in my voice, I'm excited about this. Dr. Michael Hogue, I look up to you. I think your leadership within our industry is at the right time. We need to be surging ahead. We need to have this this push of transformation that we're all going through. And as I've seen in so many of your emails and messaging, it's for every pharmacist, for all of pharmacy. Dr. Michael Hogue, how are you?
I'm great, Todd. It's good to be here. And I thank everybody for listening in today. It's a really, really exciting time in our profession. It's also a trying time. We have both excitement and trials and tribulations. And so, I just appreciate this opportunity to be able to connect with pharmacists and pharmacy technicians and student pharmacists. So thanks for listening in, and it's good to be with you today.
Michael, we have a huge conference coming. We have so much going on that we're going to be able to dig down into today. With this special interview, we kind of want to give our listeners a preview. If you haven't registered, you'll go to our show notes. There's going to be a link to the registration page for APHA 2024. You're not going to want to miss this gathering. Michael, let's first start out. Just give us kind of the theme. The theme jazzes me up. It's all about unity. It's all about coming together. But the theme this year is unleashing the power of pharmacy. And kind of give our listeners what that's about, what that means to you.
Well, you know, Todd, I think that there's a lot of people out there who have the opinion that the best days of our profession are behind us. And, you know, I can understand how folks can think that way, that maybe things in your practice area are kind of rough right now, that the times are tough and things are difficult. But I actually believe that pharmacy's brightest days are still ahead of us. I actually believe that the opportunities that are in front of our profession are the best that we have ever seen. And I see all kinds of signals that tell me that that's the case. And, you know, so that's what we're going to focus on at this meeting. Yeah, we have opportunities for people to talk about the challenges in the profession and how to overcome them. But we really want this meeting to be an opportunity for you to have your gas tank filled. We think everybody needs to have I need to have my gas tank filled once in a while. I need to be able to have people pour into me and help me to see that vision of what it was I saw when I first got involved in the profession. And that's what we try to do at APHA, is just really unleash inside of you the power that's there to be what you want to be in the profession and to chase that dream that actually drew you into the profession in the first place. So, you know, that's really what this meeting is all about, is energizing. You can get scientific facts at our meeting. You can get scientific facts at any meeting, in any CE, anywhere. But APHA 2024 is going to be the place this year that people are going to be talking about for years in advance. They're going to say, my goodness, I am so happy I was at this meeting because it changed my life. It changed the career trajectory. It helped us see where we're headed. So I think you're going to miss out if you're not there. So make whatever steps you have to get there. And I think you'll never regret it.
Michael, I agree. We also are really excited about the best-selling author, transformational speaker, who has empowered over 50,000 people a month, which kind of blows my mind. I got to get him on my podcast. Ryan Leake, he is our keynote speaker, and I just wanted to give our listeners a little preview of that.
Yeah, you know, Ryan's story is so interesting because he talks a lot about how we fail forward. We actually have to have failures in our life. None of us like to talk about failure, let alone think about, you know, to spend any time dwelling on our failures. It's just something we just don't want to think about. But we all have the reality that we do have failures in our life. What Ryan has been able to do in his life, which I think is so inspirational, is take his failures and learn from them. And he teaches us how to actually grow from them, learn from them, and use them as a springboard to something amazing in our future careers and our future lives. And Ryan's just such an inspirational speaker. I think our attendees are just going to leave the session after hearing Ryan's presentation, floating on cloud nine, knowing that, hey, I'm on the right track and I'm doing the right thing. So it's a great session. He's going to be a great speaker. Again, just one of those not to miss things.
Absolutely. And what I love about what Ryan is doing is the art of self-leadership. When I think of chat rooms on internet, when I look at some of the blog postings, when I look at social media and people kind of talking with each other and communicating about our industry, sometimes they'll say something about leadership. They'll say something about their state association, positive, negative. They'll say something about, of course, the APHA, positive, negative. My point to our listeners is, you are APHA. You are the profession. So when you think of that, just like I'm in Pennsylvania, so I am a citizen of Pennsylvania. It's up to me to reach out to my congresspeople or reach out to my state representatives and be part of the solution. So I love his whole theme around taking ownership of your life and being a self-appointed leader. And there are so many leaders coming to the APHA already to be part of this. I get to interview them. So I think I have the best job, Michael. You have all the hard work. I get to be in the booth recording some of the more innovative and inspiring leaders in pharmacy.
Are you headed to the American Pharmacists Association's annual meeting and exposition? Meet the Pharmacy Podcast Network at the APHA's booth. Come share with us your vision for the future of pharmacy. Join us at APHA 2024. For every pharmacist, for all of pharmacy.
Well, that I think you're right. There are a lot of leaders that come to the APHA meeting. And, you know, I would just say, Todd, that's one of the things that, you know, we often don't think about. We get very busy in our profession with our jobs and work. And, you know, there's the staffing shortages across the country right now, which makes that work even more intense. But, you know, we have to think about, are we well networked in our profession? You know, when was the last time you went to a professional meeting and actually got to know folks that were movers and shakers in the profession and expanded your network? We have tons of opportunities in our profession to do all kinds of things that we've never imagined before. But to really optimize that opportunity, you've got to be present with people and network with them personally so that those opportunities have a chance to grow. It's like planting a seed, then you water it, and then you see it sprout and grow, and then eventually you can harvest the fruit from that relationship. And I think it's just such an important part of this meeting is just getting to be with people, getting to be with the movers and shakers in pharmacy that are making a difference and growing your career. It's an investment in your career when you come to the APHA annual meeting. And, you know, the other last thing I'll say about this, Todd, is that our meeting is intentionally placed over a weekend, and we realize pharmacies are open 7 days a week in a lot of cases, or 6 days a week, but oftentimes it's a little easier to get away for a, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday meeting. And that's one of the reasons why we made this meeting be over a weekend. Orlando's such an easy city to get in and out of. There are direct flights from almost every major airport in the country to Orlando. So we've tried to make this as easy as possible so that you can get there, get what you need, and then you can get back to home so you can do what you need to do at home. We're trying to make this as easy for people as possible. And, you know, if you can't register for the whole meeting, come for a day. Plug in for a full day and examine and just get connected in that way.
Another thing, Michael, that I'm excited about is the profession of pharmacy is being led by so many different people. We've just reviewed that. The surge of women who are leading in our industry. I want to put my hands together and just clap for them about the progression that they've made and the transformation that they've made to the profession. And in celebrating that, Pharmacy 50 Most Influential, Dr. Elisa Bernstein, is going to be part of our post show. I cannot wait to talk to Elisa. She is so exciting and very inspiring, and no wonder that she was awarded as being one of the most influential in our profession. But another influential person that's going to be there in the second follow-up session, or one of the keynote speakers to follow up, I think it's on Sunday, is the first female F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy, Carrie Lorenz. Just share with our listeners a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about inspirational. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you can imagine an F-14 Tomcat taking off of an aircraft carrier and the thrill that has to give somebody, I mean, she probably, your heart comes out of your chest. You can just imagine she's going to have that kind of energy, and every person that's in that room is going to feel like they just took off out of an F-14 Tomcat and had their career trajectory take off. That is Carrie Lorenz. She is a bundle of energy. She is such an amazing leader. She has written books. She's done so many different things, but she is so inspirational. And I'm just going to tell you, she has been under some of the most intense pressure that a human being can be under. If you're flying an F-14 off of an aircraft carrier, you can just imagine that you've had some intense pressure. And she's going to talk to us about how we take that pressure that we're under every day and we bundle it up and we use it for good. And actually, what could be something that's very negative on us is all of the pressure and stress that we're under. She's going to teach us how to take that and turn it into something amazing that helps project you and take you to a new height. She is just phenomenal, and she's going to be a great, great person to listen to. You're not going to want to miss that Sunday morning session.
No,
it's going to be good.
Yep. She's the author of Fearless Leadership, High Performance Lessons from the Flight Deck, and also Span of Control. Well, what to do when you are under pressure, overwhelmed, and ready to get what you really want. Now, listen, if that isn't a pharmacist in the United States of America right now, I don't know what is, because pharmacists are under a tremendous amount of pressure. But it's because of this transformation that we're going to, and the importance of the clinical pharmacist in the future of what our profession is going to bring to the 330 million Americans who are desperate for an upgrade to their healthcare, which of course is going to be led by much of what our pharmacists are doing. What else can we expect from APHA 2024? We're going to be focused on our pharmacists, our students, our new practitioners, our technicians, the right hand of our pharmacists, and also, Michael, our researchers. So what would you like to preview in wrapping up our preview show?
Well, one thing I want you all to be aware of is that, we have a tagline. It's for every pharmacist, for all of pharmacy, and we really mean that. And, your listeners might have seen a blog post that came from myself and one of my colleagues, Lee Vermillion, recently from the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, because our profession was under attack by the American Medical Association about our training, our knowledge, our skills, our abilities, and our role on the healthcare team. And, I made a comment in there that, most physicians I talk to say that the American Medical Association doesn't really represent them. Yeah. They don't have the same voice.
I heard the same thing.
So pharmacists, I just want to say something to all of you, and I mean this with every sincerity in my heart. I don't want you to ever feel like the American Pharmacist Association doesn't represent you. I want you to always be proud that APHA is your association and that APHA does, in fact, represent every pharmacist in the entire profession for all of pharmacy. And, I know in the past that maybe things didn't always go the way you wanted it to, or maybe APHA didn't, you didn't feel like the value proposition was there. And I can't do anything to change the past. I've been on board as the CEO now for 8 months, but I can tell you about the future of this organization. And I can tell you that we're committed to making sure that we're representing every pharmacist and that you have the representation you need. We need you to join us. We need you to pay your dues, and we need you to jump on board and join us and really be a part of this amazing association. We're going somewhere, and we want you on that journey with us together. It's a together journey because we're there to support you, the pharmacists and the members of this profession. That's who we're here to support. So when you come to the APHA meeting this year, this is your meeting. It's not my meeting. It's not APHA's meeting. This is your meeting. It's your time. This is your opportunity. Take advantage of it. And, you know, I just think this is such a great moment in our history. It's a great moment for pharmacy and for our profession. We are taking back our profession. We are going to make a difference. And APHA 2024 is the launching pad for that. And we can't wait to see you there.
On Friday, March 22nd, on Saturday, March 23rd, and on Sunday, March 24th, the exhibit hall will be open and you can come network and you can come to the APHA Center booth. What Michael said is very important. This is your conference. If you want to participate in the post show of APHA's official podcast of APHA 2024, reach out to the Pharmacy Podcast. Let's get you scheduled in. The interviews are rolling in with any theme that you want to talk about as a leader or an innovator in pharmacy care. Once again, this is your show. This is your podcast platform. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your ideas about improving and moving the entire profession forward and working with the APHA and moving forward, as well as your state associations. Shout out to my own state association who will be present, Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association. Selfless plug, Michael.
No, that's great. Yeah, we're happy that the National Association of State Pharmacy Associations holds their one of their business meetings in conjunction with the APHA meeting. And we welcome all of the state and territorial pharmacist association executives and their presidents to the meeting. And we're excited about that. We're also excited that most all of the national pharmacy associations have representatives attending APHA 2024 as well. So it's going to be a great time for pharmacies family to get together. And all I want to say is welcome home.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up, the Digital RX event will be taking place the Thursday before the event starts. If you are interested in digital health, if you want to know what the future of digital looks like in the hands of our pharmacists, in the hands of our technicians, make time for that event, which is once again the Thursday before the APHA starts.
Yep. That'll be on the 21st, and APHA is leading the way when it goes to digital health and the future of our profession there. There's going to be some great opportunities for pharmacists in digital health. It's one of those things that gives me tremendous hope about the future of our profession.
Yeah, remote patient monitoring, pharmacogenomics, study data, the use of data, artificial intelligence. It's going to be a big part of what the future of pharmacy looks like. So APHA, you guys are on it. Hey, thank you, Michael. This has been an honor to kick off and get more excited. I'm more excited now than ever, APHA 2024 in Orlando. In wrapping up, any last words for our listeners?
I just say thank you for being a part of APHA. And, you know, if you can't make it to the meeting, we understand as well. Go ahead and put it on your calendar for next year. It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee in 2025. Just make a commitment to yourself that you're going to set aside time to be present for the next annual meeting if you can't make it this year. But do everything you can to get there this year, because I can assure you people are going to be talking about it for weeks and months to come, and you don't want to miss out.
It's true. Thank you, Michael. Can't wait to see you in Orlando.
Take care. Thank you.